Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good afternoon. It's currently 4:06. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Cram Van Diesel. Today, I have Coach Tusher from the Liberty Center with me today. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. The weather outside is great, and it can be sunnier. It's awesome.
You are always in a good mood, and I feel like you bring that energy to the same place, the Liberty Center. You just always bring that happy energy. So if you're just having a bad day and you have a few minutes, I feel like just you should stop by Liberty Center.
Come on in. We got good vibes. In fact, we had a girl there right now, Nay, shout out to her, who puts my joy and outgoingness to shame.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, she's Hawaiian. She says she brings the aloha spirit to everything, and she does, man. You go there, you just feel warm. She has her charisma aura. Just bouncing out. It's great. Yeah, stop by Liberty. You ever feeling blue? Stop by there. We got you.
Sounds absolutely.
That rhymes. I should use that.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. You should trademark it. Write it down.
Yeah, TM.
So how was your week?
It was great, man. Easter was good. It's been, the weather seems like we've turned the page. We're into the good parts. I'm hoping more cold, no more.
Yeah, I definitely think we're going to that heat spike, but you only get that month and a half before it starts just getting crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be as soon as that flips, the heater's on, as soon as it kicks in, oh, man, it's a different world here.
I'm already prepared to open all my windows, just get ready for it.
I started wearing my flip-flops around the house just to break in my thong notch, as I call it, in between the toes, because that weather hits quick.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting when the weather comes out. And we'll be talking about ways to travel around when it's getting warm. We come back. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, station serving America's best. And I'm back with Colt from the Liberty Center to talk about some upcoming things. And, we always talk about the shuttle. So what's going on this week?
So today, right now, you can go over to Liberty and sign up for our shuttle to Porte di Catania. And it's funny, I wrote on here, when on our little paper we had to give up, I wrote 15 or 45 minutes from now, and if you look at your clock, it's 46 minutes. I almost planned it perfectly. So 46 minutes from now, we're leaving, or they're leaving, to go take people to Porte di Catania. And what's really cool about that is, one, you get off base, it's free, which is always great, and what they have there at Porte di Catania is the biggest grocery store that I've seen in Sicily. So it's probably 3 or 4 times the size of our commissary. All the food's fresh, all the food's there, cheese is at the wazoo, pastas, they got everything. So if you can't make it over the commissary because you don't have a ride or the shuttle schedule doesn't work out for you, head over to Liberty, and we got free shuttles going right now, or not right now, but in exactly 45 minutes.
They timed it out perfectly.
Yes.
Yeah, we talk about this every week. I just remember when I was a junior sailor, shuttles were my only joy of the week because you could actually, because I lived on the ship was in the yards, so it was either that or walk 2 miles.
I was going to say, it's got to be far.
The closest thing was a Popeyes in the worst neighborhood imaginable.
What base?
It was on, how am I forgetting the name of this base now? People probably think I'm lying. It is in Portsmouth, Virginia. Forget the name of it. And it was just absolutely just the only way you can have fun was taking the shuttle.
Jeez, that's 2 mile walk. That's a hike.
Yeah, and that's just get off base.
Jeez, McCreeze. And then you're in sketch neighborhood.
Yeah, it was so funny. People used to say good luck when we were going on Liberty. And I was
where are you going? We're going to McDonald's. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
here's call me in 2 hours. If you're not there, we'll send out a...
You need a Liberty buddy to just go to leave base.
Golly, that's
it
crazy.
It was funny, but it was just truly wonderful. I remember being really grateful for the people that give us rides. And I remember my classic combo was the Caniac combo and a Auntie Anne's sugar pretzel.
Auntie Anne's sugar pretzels their pretzels are amazing. Wow. So they have savory, they have sweet, they have anything you want.
Everything you want, and it just make my week. And the shuttle, honestly, a lot of people underestimate it, but it makes some people's day.
It does. Yeah, we had one person who just took leave because it was they've planned their leave, they're deployed out here on the shuttle so they could go. So yeah, it really helps people out.
Yeah, in a lot of ways you don't think. But when we come back, we'll be talking about the Spades Tour, another way that just brings joy. And we're back to talk about the Spades Tour coming up. Spades is definitely a wonderful card game. Not many people know how to play, but you can have so much fun without saying a word.
Really? I would think in the Navy it's a big game because we play it on ships. I imagine. At least back in my day they did before phones.
I would say a lot of people know if they've been in and on ships, yes, but they don't know before. So I'm saying, like most, a lot of people I met did not learn how to play until they showed up on the ship. And I didn't realize how many house rules were different from state to state.
It's insane the house rules can go on, like the back and forth of languages you can use and stuff. Like, I got a little P, big P, all this other stuff. Yeah, there's so much stuff. But if you do know how to play spades, come by tomorrow at the Liberty Center. DSO is hosting a spade tournament. I believe they have food. We'll definitely have drinks there. They got prizes. We got good times. We got cards and hopefully some camaraderie, and maybe you can talk a little trash while you're like throwing down, boom, that big old ace of spades on somebody.
And you probably should show up a little early if you don't know how to play, because
we can give you a quick tutorial.
It is an interesting game where you're not actually allowed to talk.
No,
so like you're only allowed to trash talk, which is a funny part of it.
Yeah, you can talk like afterwards, or but you can't like talk during the actual playing, like strategy wise. Yeah,
which I feel like always makes it the hardest to actually teach people how to play. And the first time the best way I saw how to teach someone was one buddy of mine. He basically open hands is how he usually would play, like a first couple hands.
Yeah.
So like everyone sees, and then he basically describe everything.
Yeah, that's a good way to learn stuff for sure.
Yeah.
First few hands, no one scores, no one wins, and it's like, this is how we do it. Let's work through it together.
And I always hate every time they do something like that, like the first couple rounds don't matter, is when I'm like hot.
You're like, I have eight spades right now. I could win this whole thing. Yeah. Like, sorry, this one doesn't count, guys.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, that makes sense. That's my luck.
Yep, fair enough. Yeah, but if you want to learn or you know how to play, come by tomorrow. They got great prizes and food and drinks and all sorts of good stuff. So 5:30, you're off work, you got nothing to do. Stop by the Liberty Center.
Liberty Center is always a great place to stop by, and we'll definitely be talking about another great thing they have going on when we come back. And we're back to finish up our interview with the Liberty Center. They got a few more things to put out, and it's absolutely been wonderful. So what else is going on? I hear you guys have another hike coming on.
Yeah, so first of the year, we got our first of 25 full moon hike. It's going to be on May 12th, which is a Monday. We leave about 1800, which is good because we get there before sunsets. Mm-hmm. So we can hike up, we'll kind of watch the sunset and then watch the full moon rise. If it's good, nice, clear day like it is today, you'll be able to see mainland Italy. I mean, it's awesome. It's like a short hike, it's like 2 hours, but it's beautiful.
I've always wanted to go on this hike, and I kept trying my first year, but it would just always, like, I do this evening show, so I don't get off until at earliest 18.
Yeah.
So it would always, the bus would be leaving right when I'm getting off.
Yeah, man. Well, hopefully, because just for you, not just for you, but for you, later on in the summer when the sun sets later, we'll be leaving later. So probably around July, we'll leave at probably like 7.
Oh, okay.
So if you make that one, yeah, man. And it's awesome. Like, it's so pretty. And, you know, the other day when Etna was erupting,
mm-hmm.
So the mountain, the side of the mountain where it was shooting off of, that's the big valley we walk up to.
Oh.
It's called, like, the Valley of the Ox, and you can just see, like, if it is firing from that side, it's just miles and miles of lava. Mm. So it's pretty active. So, yeah, man, if we're lucky, we'll get to see Etna go off while we're up there.
That sounds fun. Do you go on it, or?
Yeah, I'm leading it.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, I'll be on the next one. And you guys can't see me out in radio land, but DJ Diesel can. If I can do it, you can do it.
Don't sell yourself short.
And then after that, another shuttle we got is on the 17th of May, we're going to be going to Ortigia. That one's going to be $15, but that just covers the gas. But actually, they're both $15. Unlike the mall, for the shuttles, we have to charge just a little bit. But we're going to go to Ortigia, and we're going to leave at 11 in the morning. It's a Saturday, and we'll come back at about 6 o'clock that night. And these shuttles are a little bit different than if you've been on any of the MWR trips. They usually have a guide and, like, you know, lunch and stuff. Our shuttles are more, we tell you some cool things that are there. We take you to the town center and say, have a great time. Answer any questions you got. But 5 hours, you just wander around on your own, like, program. Get to go explore wherever you want.
Sounds just as enjoyable, you know?
Yeah, I mean, for me, that's more my cup of tea. Like, I like to explore, and maybe I don't want to eat the same place that everybody else eats. So if I want gelato, I can just go get gelato. If I want to get, you know, a cannoli, I can go get a cannoli. Or canolo, sorry.
Yeah.
America really messes you up.
I just learned that the other week. I've been here for over a year. So the first time someone corrected me was just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
isn't
that crazy? Sorry.
Canolo. I was like, really? And they were like, you're messing with me. They're like, no, have you been saying that this whole time?
Yeah.
Super embarrassing.
What are we doing in America? Like, the Italian people don't tell us this?
I think it came from the fact that most times, especially in America, we'd never order just one.
This is true.
So that's probably why it just went over our heads. So it's just over years and years of everyone order bulk.
Yeah.
They just assume that is what you call it.
They just call it cannoli. There's a funny joke because martini is the same way. It actually means two or more.
Oh.
So it's, I don't know if it's supposed to be Martino, but Martini ends in I, so it's supposed to be like...
Multiple.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
Someone's like, hey, can I get a martini? They're like, what are you talking about?
That's absolutely wonderful. You know, as usual, thanks for coming out and making Tuesdays around 4 a blast and just making sure everyone's having fun.
Yeah, man. Always love it here. Always have a good time talking to you and then, you know, spreading the good things we got going on at Liberty. So stop by and see us anytime, man.
It's absolutely wonderful. Have a good one.
Later, brother.